And so that was Conservative MP Thomas Finn on the problems with our education system. And now we'd like to hear your views. Does the education system need changing? And if so, how? The number to call is 01632497.
1.
And we've got the first caller, Tony from Blackpool. Hello.
Hello. What's wrong with education is that there are no rules any longer. Today's children think they can do what they like. They have no responsibilities and no respect for parents, for teachers, or for work. Everything's optional. Lessons are supposed to be all fun. At some schools, they don't even wear uniforms anymore.
Yes, Tony, thank you for that. And I think we've got the next caller.
2.
And I think we've got the next caller, Anita from York.
Well, I don't feel very strongly about uniforms. I think one big problem is the amount of testing. All those formal exams even young children have to take. It puts children under stress, and it has a bad effect on teaching. I finished school not so long ago, and from the age of 9, it was never, we're learning this because it's interesting or worth knowing. It was always, you must learn this because it's in the exam. It takes all the fun out of learning.
3.
Now on to line 3 for Jason from Birmingham.
I agree about the exams, but also nobody's mentioned school leaving age yet. In other countries in Europe, education is compulsory until the age of 18, and I think that's a good thing. We've got too many young people who leave school at 16 with no qualifications and no idea of what they want to do. They can't get jobs. It would make more sense to keep them at school until they're 18 and teach them some skills that would help them find decent jobs.
4.
Now over to Megan from Leeds.
I'd just like to say that, in fact, nothing's wrong with education. Those who complain about it seem to forget that we are now educating more young people than ever before. More of them are going on to college and getting degrees. Of course, as with anything, some things could be improved, but on the whole, we've got a better educated society than ever before in history.